Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Download more sermons or learn about the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene at our website, capenazarene.org. Here's this week's message.
It was just earlier this week, Jen and I were getting ready to have a conversation. I just come home from work and I had to run over to Lowe's to get some things for the house. We've been getting our house ready to go on market this week so that we can move into the parsonage. And so we were just getting some things to repair. And we were telling each other some quick stories about the day. And we were laughing about some things that had happened in the day. But as we were trying to talk, Alex came up to me real quick and said, "Hey, Dad, can I use your phone?" It's like one word. "Hey, Dad, can I use your phone?" And like it just flows. And sometimes he likes to get on there and play on one of the apps or look at YouTube Kids videos. And so he asked, and I'm like, no, not right now. And he's catching us in mid-sentence while we're trying to like tell this story and tell this joke that we're sharing with each other. And so here Jen and I are trying to talk, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, can I use your phone?" "No, not right now." A little bit later, we're talking again. And he keeps on. I keep saying, no, I'm leaving in a couple minutes. Finally, I said, "All right, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and then I got to go to the store." And so then it gave me a moment to finish the conversation I was having with Jen. And in that moment, I gave in and I was like, man, how many times do I give in for silly things like that, in brief moments like that? That persistence pays off sometimes. That persistence just kind of says, okay, you know what? You wore me down. I'm going to give in this moment. It may not happen next time, but I'm giving in this time because I just need this second. The story that I want to read for you is about similar persistence. And it's in Luke chapter 18. It's another story, just like the one I had told. It's a story that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' And for some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" We have, in Luke, we've kind of been going through some of these chapters. And last week, we talked about how Jesus healed and did a miracle for some people, and only one came back to give thanks. This message that talked about how important faithfulness and thankfulness is in the walk of faith. The area in chapter 17 that we kind of skipped over is an area that ends up being about the kingdom of God. And so we are to understand that this faithfulness and the return of Christ is tied to one another. And then it's wrapped together up in this parable here of the persistent widow. That this is that Jesus tells his disciples a parable, and it says right away what this parable is about, right? It says, this is a parable that you should always pray and not give up. You see, it's very easy to, when we tell a story or we give an analogy, to take the analogy too far. This is not a parable about God. This is not a parable about his character or who he is. In fact, what we're supposed to see is that the judge, the unjust judge, is this kind of character, but God, who is a much greater, better person than this judge, and if the judge is willing to honor persistence, God will all the more. And so this is a parable about how to stay persistent in our faith and persistent in our prayer, even when it seems like no one is listening. In my first church, I met a guy, someone who was attending there, and he called me in, and I was meeting with him and talking with him. And he was someone who had dealt with crippling arthritis, just really dealt with severe pain day in and day out, a lot of discomfort. But he was a guy who was doing his best for the Lord. He would often for us, we had some evening service and he would lead singing for that. And he'd work his way up and then he'd do that. But he was dealing with this arthritis that was just terrible for him. His father dealt with it too. And so it had been in his family. But he would tell me this story about how his father was healed from that and how he did not deal with that in his later years. And so so this was his prayer. And it was something he was praying for again and again. And so he asked me, when he called me in, he says, "Pastor, I've been praying for the same deliverance, same healing that my father had, and it isn't happening, and it's not going on, and I don't know what is wrong." And he said, "Pastor, would you hear my prayer and tell me if I'm praying okay?" Or I said to him, I said, "That's really not necessary. That's not okay." This whole time we're having this conversation, my heart is breaking, right? Because like I'm trying to explain to him that how one prays, how the words one uses is not important. That what is important is just that we are praying. But he is convinced in this moment that something isn't working and it must be me. This is what he's thinking. Something isn't happening and it must be me. And so he's trying to figure out what it is. And I'm trying to explain to him how that's not necessary. But he's insistent. And finally, just like I broke with Alex and gave him the phone, I broke with him. I said, "Okay, fine." And I heard him say his prayer. And he said his prayer. And afterwards he says, "So Tim, what did you think?" And I said, "That is such a strange question. I've never been asked to evaluate someone's prayer before." I said, "But I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this, that where you are today and what's going on is not based on the words or the feeling or how it is that you're praying. That isn't how God operates. He doesn't listen to our prayer and say, 'Oh yeah, you know what? That's an A prayer. I'm going to answer that.' He doesn't say, 'You know what? That one needs improvement. Try again and resubmit.' I mean, that's just not how God works." And so I prayed with him again, and I encouraged him to keep praying, but to also in our prayers to ask, how is God going to ask us and lead us to be faithful while we are still in the midst of where we are? And this is where I think Jesus' disciples is. I mean, he's telling them a parable precisely about keeping praying because they're asking the same kinds of questions. Okay, what's going on here? Why isn't God answering this prayer request this yet or this or that prayer request? Remember the shirts that were real popular about 5 years ago, maybe up to 10 years ago? They would say things like "keep calm" and you know, like "keep on," but they'd always like change that last "keep" to something else. "Keep calm and do something else," continuing. This understanding was popular for a while. You saw them everywhere, right? Like if there's someone who doesn't know what that is, I don't know where you were 10 years ago. But they were everywhere. "Keep calm and keep on." And the idea is understanding and recognizing that in our life and in our world, there are always hiccups, right? There are always new stressors. There's always something else that whatever it is we think is good to do, that there's going to be something else that gets in the way. And to keep that composure and to keep going with the conviction or the motivation that you first had, because that is important to how we continue to live our lives. And in our faithfulness to God too, to recognize that even when it seems like all we hear back are crickets, when it seems that all that our prayers are just bouncing off the walls, that in that moment that we would recognize that despite what it is that is distracting us, despite what it is that is causing us to think that God is no longer listening, to remember that in our prayers we can still go to Him. And not only can we believe that God is listening, but we can believe that God is still able to shape and form us in the midst of whatever it is that we are currently going through. Because I really think prayer is so much more than just, "Can I get this next prayer request answered?" But am I being shaped and formed to be the kind of person that God wants me to be in a world that continues to deal with those stressors, that continues to deal with the kinds of things that will indeed help me so that I'm not just keeping calm and going on, but I'm actually being the kind of person God wants me in the midst of a world that is falling apart like this. And so this prayer, he says, listen to what the unjust judge says. And he is this kind of person. I mean, you hear this unjust God who says, "You know, I don't even like people or care what they think. And the only reason I'm going to answer this is because she's a nuisance." I mean, like he's the worst of the worst. And he says, and if a judge can be worn down like that, how about God who actually cares about you? He's one who is going to answer that request. And then he ties the justice, he ties the answer to that request to the coming of the Son of Man. And that is this, that our request to be freed from sin, to be freed from injury, to be freed from the kinds of things that are the consequences of living in a temporary mortal world and body, is one in which is ultimately answered when the Son of Man comes. And I love hearing the stories from people and finding out instances where indeed it seems like God has given us a foreshadowing of when Christ comes again and there's a prayer that is answered. But to know without a doubt that the prayers that we give to God to ask for deliverance from a sin or an affliction or an addiction or whatever it is that is coming our way is something that will be answered and ultimately is being answered. And I can't help but think that sometimes in our prayers now for deliverance from whatever it is that is currently coming our way is prayers preparing us and shaping us for when that deliverance comes, whether that comes today, in the near future, or at the return of Christ. But God does and will ultimately answer that prayer request when the Son of Man comes. And so the question Jesus asks is this: but when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I want you to know this. The answer to your prayer isn't based off of your faithfulness. I think some people have twisted that, which is why I get people asking me things like, will you hear my prayer? Is it faithful enough? But he's saying this, in your praying, will we be the people that God has called us to be here in this earth? Will we continue to walk with faithfulness and honor God with the life that He has given us and the time that we have and the health that we do have and whatever it is that God brings our way? Will we still be faithful to Him? And in some ways, I think the persistence in prayer is a mark of some of that faithfulness as well. To know without a doubt there is still a God that we can turn to. And so today, I want to say that as we continue to go to Christ, as we continue to find things in our life and things that come our way that we say, I need to bring this to God. Of course, it is very easy to say, well, keep praying and keep on with that. But I also want to say today that as Christians who are being shaped by God and also helping to be a bear witness to a world, that not only should we pray more for ourselves, but could I challenge you today that in our prayers to also pray with others, not just for others, do that too, but with others as well. One of my, and this is going to be strange coming from a pastor, I'm sure, but one of the phrases I've come to just get a little distaste in my mouth for is how quickly people will say, oh, I'll pray for you. I think prayer is very important. I think we should. But a lot of times what I hear in that is, oh, I'm sympathetic for what you're going through. Oh, I feel bad that that happened. Oh, I hope things get better. And I hear, I'll pray for you, translated as, I'm sympathetic for you. And my hope is that as people say things like that, that they actually spend the time in prayer to go before God. That we don't forget that in doing that, we are asking indeed that God would actually act in that stressful moment. That God would do something. And in that praying, I think what often happens is we find ourselves saying, God, while I'm asking about this concern, I'm praying for this. How are you calling me to be faithful to respond or to help or to give that lending hand? And so might I suggest that as we look at this passage of Scripture and say we are to be a praying people who are praying about whatever it is that has come our way, that can we also be a people who are committing to say, I'll be a praying people with others as well. And so when something comes against another, that I'll say, let me pray with you. Let me do that now. Let's bring that before God. And in so doing, let's see how God is going to help us get through these next steps. Because God is one who has not forgotten us and walks alongside of us now in the deepest of valleys and the darkest of moments. And as we reflect that faith, we also then ought to walk alongside with one another through each other's valleys and through each other's darkness. And trust that indeed, that in doing so, God will hear those prayers, God will honor that faithfulness, and when the Son of Man comes, we will find that we are ready to receive the blessing and the answers to prayer that we have been bringing to Him our entire lives. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, today we are here asking, Lord, that You would hear our requests. That, Lord, I believe that when we came in to worship today, that there were things that went on in the week that we knew, Lord, we needed Your help with. That, Lord, that maybe it was something as simple as a stressful moment or a financial question or a concern or a worry that, Lord, we need to bring to You to say, Lord, help me know that You're going to see me through that moment. Or perhaps, Heavenly Father, there was something that rocked us. That said, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen next. And God, we need to bring this to You and just say, God, help me to be faithful while I wait to see what in the world is going to happen. But Lord, there may also be something else entirely, Lord, where we just need to know that You are going to be faithful and steadfast and with us through each day. And so, Heavenly Father, we can come into worship today and we can say, Lord, here's my life, here it is. And Lord, I just want to continue to be faithful in the days that You have given me, in the moments, in the day-to-day. And so, Heavenly Father, we are praying for that right now. And we are praying that as we are looking for ways in which You will answer that prayer, and that You will help us to be faithful, that, Lord, You will also help us to come alongside those around us. And even people who don't know You, and share something with us that we don't know what else to do or what else to say, that we might be so bold as to say, can I pray for you? Because while I don't have the answer right now, I know there's someone bigger than me who does. And so, Heavenly Father, would You help us indeed to be faithful to You? Lord, we hope that Your Son will find faithfulness in our life. Help us, Lord, whatever comes our way, to say, I may not know how to handle it, and I may not always succeed, but I'll turn to the One who will give me the strength to do so. And so, Lord, we turn to You today, asking all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We hope this sermon has encouraged you with the gospel of Jesus. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. May God richly bless you as you serve Him today.